Hello, I'm Rick Wimberly. Welcome to another Galen Solutions podcast. Today's topic, alerting populations with functional needs. First, Galen is the world's leading independent consultancy focused on the practices and technologies of alerts and warnings. We're a resource for public safety agencies, corporations, and educational institutions. Galen doesn't sell notification systems, but instead helps clients select technologies and successfully implement notification programs. Okay, today's topic, alerting populations with functional needs. The American with Disabilities Act, other laws, and frankly common sense dictate that emergency planning include consideration of needs of people with functional and access challenges, as well, needs of older adults and people with limited English proficiency must be considered. There's much to learn, but two lessons stand out, and we'll focus on them. They both involve communications. Lesson one, communicate properly. And two, make sure caregivers and advocacy groups are included in your communications. First, planning and response personnel should be committed and well-versed in working with people with functional needs. They need to be sensitive to terminology, including nuances. Using the wrong wording can turn these subpopulations off, can show a lack of understanding and sensitivity, can interfere with establishing trust. Also, it needs to be understood that these subpopulations are not all alike. Communicating with older adults is different from communicating with people with functional needs. There are differences in the way you communicate with people with different functional needs. And communications with people with limited English proficiency is a totally different matter. Each group faces unique issues and challenges, ranging from inability to comprehend a situation due to communications differences to not being able to respond physically to instructions. The second lesson, emergency planners and responders should be prepared to work closely with caregivers and advocacy groups. Some of the functional needs groups rely heavily on these organizations and individuals. They can be used as strategic communications channels. Dialogue should be established, and perhaps special arrangements can be made to communicate with these organizations before and during an emergency. They'll help spread the word in a meaningful way. For people with limited English proficiency, family members, friends, faith organizations, and other community groups are trusted sources. For people with disabilities and older adults, caregivers and family members are key sources of information, both in general and for guidance in a crisis. Again, remember to communicate using the proper terms. And make sure that caregivers and advocacy organizations are involved in your communications. We have people on our Galen team who are expert in working with people with functional disabilities. Let us know if we can help you. Thanks, and listen for our next podcast.